My name is Lewis Tuthill. I'm a social science analyst for the Department of Justice, National Institute of Justice, and I am the gang person in the department and the OJP. When I started NIJ 2 years ago, and Phelan Wyrick, who spoke in an earlier session today, handed me this really cool project to work with the Center for Disease Control and Violence Prevention to write a book on gangs that was focused at the practitioner. And so we got some of the best gang minds in the world to come around the table and talk about how do we reduce gang membership, looking at the home, looking at the community, looking at schools, and sometime next year that publication will be out. But it's been quite an undertaking moving people who write for researchers to move that language to write for practitioners. And Nancy Ritter, who works for the Department of Justice, National Institute of Justice, has been a great help to me and to this group in editing chapters and making sure that we can write to the practitioner audience. I'm going to not talk very much longer. I want to introduce this great group of people who came out today to speak to you. To my immediate right is Buddy Howell. Buddy has been doing gang research since 1975. I won't tell you how old I was then, Buddy.
Don't try.
He, at one time, there were two gang research centers. Bureau of Justice Assistance had a gang center, and OJJDP had a gang center. And in their great wisdom, they finally decided to merge these two gang centers together. And Buddy is the senior research associate at the National Gang Center. To his right is Georgia Leap. Georgia works in my old neighborhood, Los Angeles. She has worked with Mayor Villaraigosa in reducing gang issues in the city of Los Angeles, and she is an associate professor at UCLA. And to her right is somebody I'd like to introduce, Gretchen Schappert. She is the Project Safe Neighborhoods Anti-Gang Coordinator for the Executive Office of U.S. Attorneys, and Gretchen is kind enough on an almost weekly basis to put up with me talking about science every day. She has been great to work with as we move forward to try to put these initiatives and put science-based initiatives into reducing gang and gang violence. I'm going to have Gretchen come up first and talk about the importance of gang issues and that we apply evidence-based research to gang issues from the President and the Attorney General.